Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to Season 2 of We're Listening, the podcast. We are back with fresh perspective and a renewed energy. So whether you're new to the community or a seasoned practitioner, we continue to create a community where every voice is valued, respected, and heard. Welcome to today's episode. Welcome, 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 everyone. Man, it's been a while since we've done one of these, the man behind the mic. So much has happened. I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever. But let me get a few things, a few announcements out of the way, places you can find me, places you can see. Maybe I can hug you, grab a coffee, something. May 24th through 26th, I will be in Prague for the Listening Summit. That's going to be amazing. If you haven't heard about it, go out to thelisteningworld.com, grab a ticket. It's going to be an amazing event. Going with the big homie, Michael Neal, we're going over to London for our Genius Catalyst. If you're in that area, shoot me a note. Again, we'd love to hug you. In talks with Viva, that's going to come together here soon as well. Man, just excited to be out and about sharing a message, and one that's kind of changed here since last I talked to you. It's been quite a road. Seriously, everything from challenging my ways to ensuring that I was being, you know, truthful, transparent, and authentic to me, to myself, and how I wanted to show up in the world. And that all started really last year in London. We were there for Genius Catalyst again. And I remember watching Michael teach, and I felt like, man, he's on fire. You know, and at that moment, I felt like, wait, I'm not on fire like that. And it wasn't that I was comparing our level of intensity. It was more of a, I could tell he was exactly where he was supposed to be. And I wasn't really sure if I was, in the sense of the way I was showing up. I know I was where I was supposed to be as far as my job and being with him and, you know, being present. But was I showing up in life, you know, with the same volume level as he was in his life for him? And I remember talking to him, going to lunch with him, and then having conversations with Lynn about it and coming to, you know, I'll figure it out. As things go on and they begin to unravel, and as time passed, I began to feel, you know, have a feeling, so to speak, that maybe I was tethered to him rather than flying on my own, rather than, you know, using the wind to soar beneath me and my own wings as I fly through life. And so I just wanted to look at that. And, you know, we explored it together, you know, fast forward, we had Toronto. And then I think it was in LA when it hit me. I had made being a spiritual teacher a thing because I felt like, I mean, coaching was the way I heard of this understanding that ultimately changed everything about my life. And so in a way I felt, you know, compelled or almost was the way I had to get it out in the world simply because it was the way in which I received it. And I started thinking about my personal training business. And I was like, why did I ever stop? And the reason was because, again, I thingified this spirituality journey, or I made it something that just, you know, wasn't true. And I thought physical training or personal training wasn't spiritual enough, you know, it wasn't deep enough. And I was wrong. The body is very much a part of this human experience. It's where the mind and the body connects. I mean, without it, there is no oneness. It is both the formless and the form. It says in The Missing Link, the form and the formless together that makes the oneness, that which we call God. So the body is very important. And I don't know why at that time I felt like it was something I didn't want to talk about. But now looking back, it's like, what are you doing? You know, that's very well a spiritual topic. How to take care of your body, your vessel, your vehicle for delivering your spirit to and from. That sounds like a very spiritual conversation. So when that cracked, I kind of went back to training and opened myself back up to many of the gym relationships that I had and start having fun training again. And as I began to do that, of course, that release opened up something. And I had this small little, like, I guess you would say, insight about the word effortless. And I think what I was looking for when I was searching for if I was flying on my own, if I was tethered to Michael, was I living in a way that was as effortless as it was that it appeared he was when he was teaching. And that's when I realized, that's where I'm stuck. So I got outside. I went to play. And I looked for ways, as many ways as possible, to share and exchange in an effortless way. Speaking, effortless. It's like one of the funnest things I could do. It excites me and it lights me up because I just want to share love with the people that I'm talking to. I just want to share the experiences that I have in hopes that it points to something to help them see, you know, something that's going to help them in their lives. Effortless also came full circle for me when the client asked me to, she had received a video. And the video was of me. It was like, a Facebook, maybe an Instagram post, but it came back up on her phone somehow. And she listened to it on her way to work and came up with the idea. She texted me. She said, "Oh, man, how great it would be to have you in my ear every day before going to work." And we kind of laughed it off. But then when I thought about it, it was like, well, that's not really that hard to do. And before you know it, I came into the studio, was playing with music myself that night. And just decided to make a bunch of different beats, you know, short loops, no more than, you know, 3 to 5 minutes that I could talk to. And then I took 31 topics that I felt everybody would like to hear about. And I put that all together for the Radiant Reflection Project. And man, was it effortless. I mean, from the music to the words to the production to the putting it out to the people accepting it. It was just so effortless. And that's when I saw, you know, for me, that there was another way I wanted to play into the world. That spirituality, you know, wasn't a thing. That no matter whether I was doing training, coaching, speaking, or anything, I could still be myself. You know, and that was powerful. So the journey continues, though. So as these things were beginning to unfold and so many things were beginning to change, I was looking at the area of my work, you know, being on the 3PGC board, being on the Inside Alliance board, whether talking in prisons, whether talking in sober living homes, whether Life After Trauma as the support group or Life After Trauma just in clients, whatever the case may be, it appeared or it felt as if I had somewhere grabbed along the way this notion that I was only making impact if I was dealing with the worst of situations. Like it had to be the, you know, the worst sexual assault. It had to be the worst PTSD case. It had to be the worst, you know, drug and alcohol addiction, or it had to be the worst gang member, things like that. And it was like, where did that come from? That making impact had to start from, you know, such a negative place. What if I just wanted to help people be, you know, enjoy life more? What if I just wanted to help people be, you know, perform better? Why did it have to be so hard? And the truth was, it didn't. It really did. It was just a thought I had. And so I dropped it. And I just started helping. I just started sharing. And I just started being more and more of the love that I wanted to see in the world. And it takes on different shapes. Yeah, sometimes I get to use it as a father, as a friend, as a brother, as a son, as a coach, as a speaker, as an ambassador of many gyms. I get to share this light of mine. And man, does that make me feel so good. as that was beginning to kind of settle in my life, was around the time that Lynn and Michael had asked me to be a part of Creating the Impossible for this year. To make it official, I had been there for, you know, as a guest speaker on the Lynn's and Friends here and there, but, you know, we were looking to make it more solid. So this year, when asked to be a part of it, you know, it was a no-brainer. I was all in. Well, I personally learn best from Michael when he is going through what he's teaching at the moment. And so I remember asking him, did he have a impossible project? And of course he did. And of course it sounded impossible. So, you know, it was game on for him. But then I also asked Lynn, and she had one. And I figured, well, if I'm going to be a part of the class, I should probably have a project too. And so most of you know that, you know, me and Michael watch football together every weekend. And as this was happening, football was coming to, you know, the end of the season, and players were getting cut and traded, and things like that were happening because we were entering free agency. And I remember thinking, if I was an agent, I can get the best players on my team, because I was just tired of losing. And, you know, we laughed about it. But then I thought, huh, wouldn't that be a funny project? And I immediately told myself, there's no way you could be an agent. Because at that time, I thought you had to be a lawyer to be one. And it was like, huh, well, I mean, that's impossible. No, maybe most people don't know, but part of the calling to create the impossible is having less than a 20% chance of the actual project getting done. That's part of it, that you have to dig deep, you know, and go outside of your perceived comfort zone, of all of our perceived comfort zones for that matter, and just bring those dreams that are in your head out into the world. And so it is a dream, or at least it was a dream, to work in sports and man, working with athletes and doing exactly what I get to do with people now. Listen to them, respond to what they need, and love the hell out of them. So my project, you know, when I got on the call and announced it to everybody, was to become a professional sports agent and sign a client within 90 days. Game on. And I can tell you, when it comes to creation, there's something about being in the game that automatically changes the dynamic. So my quest to become an agent started with really only one cookie crumb to get me started. And that was watching a 60-minute interview of Rich Paul, who happens to be the agent to one of my most favorite athletes of all time, LeBron James. Rich Paul, who was LeBron's childhood friend, was his agent, but he wasn't a lawyer. And that's when the digging began. So I found out I didn't have to be a lawyer, but there was a certification and there were some things I had to do. And there was a school called Sports Management Worldwide that helped you do it. So I contacted the admin staff and was approved admission into athlete management course. And it was an 8-week course taught by an actual NFL MBA agent. And it went through the basics, from contract negotiation to your interactions with them, to laws, to policies. It was an in-depth course. And it was so, so richful, so, so much to learn. But I did complete that certification. So part one of the project, being an actual agent, you know, was close. You know, I was close. And at the end of the course, I was accepted into the agent advisory program, which meant that I could work with professional athletes as their agent underneath the umbrella of the Sports Management Worldwide Agency. So all of my athletes would be partnered with me and an agent that was certified in that specific area until my accreditations were complete. It was a match made in heaven, and I was ready to start dealing with professional athletes. So part one was complete. As I got into class, though, things would take a shift. There was a point in which we were talking about endorsement for professional athletes, and the conversation in class took a turn to NIL, name, image, and likeness. And what that means is that amateur athletes, high school and college, basketball, football, track, lacrosse, whatever you play, could make money off their name, image, and likeness. which was previously illegal to do. Most notably, Reggie Bush, who had to give back his Heisman Trophy because of some money he had taken while playing college football. So this got my attention, because they were talking in the conversation about how over $1 billion was going to be pumped into these contracts for kids. And automatically my heart just sank, because I wondered if they had the education for that. I wonder if the kids who come from the inner city, or who come from those very poverty-stricken areas, could understand what the dynamics was of someone standing in front of them with maybe $10,000 cash and seeing that as life-changing money, but forfeiting, you know, their opportunities afterwards. And so I took to learning the NIL and jumped into a specification, or a niche, so to speak, in NIL, and found a very nice lane of educating high school and college athletes about their name, likeness, and image rights. And currently right now operating as a marketing agent. So teaching young athletes how to manage their brand, how to start their brand, how to handle endorsements, how to carry themselves, how to manage their lives. The same things I was doing as a coach. And so it was so, so, so much fun to start talking and to start seeing that I didn't have to be in those harsh areas just to make the same amount of impact, to see a light bulb go off with someone, to see someone reach their dream. And so I've been in the NIL world now here for a couple of weeks, and it's continuing to grow and it gets deeper and deeper. I'm still in class for that now, just learning about the different ways that they want to give money to a college kid to promote their brand or their product. It's amazing what's happening right now, though. I think one of the most interesting things about it, though, is the connections and how quick they've came. Because I start talking in class, where I look at a problem that we may have perceived in class, or case studies and things like that. And most of the students will end up, you know, chatting me privately, direct messaging me or something to that. It's like, man, sounds like you're talking about something so much deeper than that right now. And in a way I am, but I'm also still talking about being an agent. So it's super cool to see that even in this life, I'm still an example in demonstrating of the love of God. And it just excites me, man. It really just lights me up. And full circle from all of these experiences that I've just shared, what I was able to see was this: that it doesn't matter the form, as long as the energy behind it is the light, I'm going to be okay. So you may see me sometime on stage as a speaker. You'll hear people talk about me working one-on-one as a coach. I will represent a professional athlete, and I will continue enjoying my life, because that's what this understanding has given me: the missing link to happiness. I love you. I love you. And I love you. And just to show another or a different way of showing up, I wanted to play something for you. This I'm playing came from two things. One, an exercise that I had a client do to talk about who she was at her core. And then just a moment of creativity of my own, of wanting to add something to it and make it special enough so people can hear it. She also was a member of the Creating the Impossible this year, and had a project of her own, which you'll hear more about, I'm sure. But this is us doing an I am. And I hope you like it. But this was just an expression again of the oneness of life. I think we got a hit on this one, D. I am. Let's go.
I am not your judgment. I am not your pain. I am not your trophy. I am not your jealousy. I am not your lust. I am not your control. I am not your anger. I am not your criticism. I am not your insecurity. I am not your sadness. I am not your stereotype or your prejudice. I am not your too much or not enough. I am the magic of moonlight. I am the warmth of the sun. I am the brilliance of stars. I am the depth of the ocean. I am the freshness of rain. I am the beauty of flowers. I am the wisdom of trees. I am the stillness of silence. I am the power of words. I am the lightness of laughter. I am the heartbeat and the space in between. I am infinite. I am eternal. I am spirit. I am you, and you are me. We are love. We are love. We
are love. My turn, D. I am not defined by the labels, and saying that sounds like a dream, but my value is inside, no matter what society screams. No thug, no gangster, no felon in me. I shine with light. I'm resilient and free. We are not divided. We're all the same. We're connected by love. We're part of the same flame. We're blessed and creative. We're vulnerable and strong. And it's in our hearts where love belongs. So no baby daddy, no booty calls for me. I'm more than that. I'm the love that you see. I'm not a charity case or a sad story told. My spirit soars as my potential unfolds. Let that light shine through you. I'm talking real bright. Let that light shine through you as you walk through the darkest of nights. Resilient you stand, and in love you have to believe. Open your heart and get ready to receive. See, we are not separate. There's no us versus them. And united this way is how we transcend. I am love. You are love. We are love. Thank you for listening to today's episode. For more information about the podcast, please go to 3pgc.org. If you're looking for more information about how to become a practitioner, or you want to be featured on the show as a new, fresh voice in the principles, send us an email at info@3pgc.org. We'd love to hear from you. Knowing there is no end or limitation, nor are there boundaries to the human mind, have the day you deserve.